أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah is truly guided, and anyone who has been left astray will find no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and his messenger. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, be aware of Allah with correct awareness and awe-inspired awareness, and die not except as Muslims. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa may yuti'illah wa rasula faqad faza fawzan 'azima. O you who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. In the opening verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, O mankind, show reverence towards your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature His mate, and from the two of them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Be conscious of your mutual rights. Be conscious of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and show reverence towards the wombs that bore you. Show reverence towards the wombs that bore you, for surely Allah ever watches over you. My dear sisters and brothers, we all read the news and we all watch television, and the whole world seems to be anxiously awaiting the outcome of the US presidential elections. Will it be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? In 4 days' time, we'll know the answer. And what about Brexit? Will it be a hard or a soft departure from the European Union? What does this all mean to us as Muslims? As people of Iman, true believers, our answer is a very simple one. It doesn't really matter who wins or what happens next. We have faith in Allah. We trust Allah. Everything is safe in Allah's good hands. Biyadika al-khayr, says the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran, verse 26. قل الله هم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Say, O Allah, Lord of power and sovereignty, you give power to whom you please and you strip from power whom you please. You honor whom you please, and you bring low whom you please. In your hand is all good. Truly, you have power over everything. My dear sisters and brothers, these are indeed very comforting and reassuring words for us. And again in the opening verse of Surah Mulk we read, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تبارك الذي بيد الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. Blessed is he in whose hand lies the kingdom. He has power over all things. He created death and life so that he may test you to find out which of you is best in conduct. He is mighty, the most forgiving one. We find that life is full of ups and downs, in politics as well as in our personal and family situations, in our work and in our financial affairs. There will always be ups and downs. That's life. As believers, we accept that. The life of this world was never meant to be a place of endless comfort and ease. That will, inshallah, be in the next life, in Al-Jannah Firdaus, when we all get there. And inshallah, all of us will get there. All of us are going to strive hard to please Allah, to purify our hearts, to serve our fellow human beings, our family and all human beings, and earn the right to Al-Jannah. That is guaranteed. Allah guarantees that. And inshallah, every one of us here will be granted that honor. Let's say Ameen. Let's be positive and devote our whole lives to Allah's service so that we can earn our place in His garden. Allah reminds us in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 155, it's one of my favorite verses. وَلَنَبُلُوَنَّكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْسٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Be sure, we will test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives, or the fruits of your hard work. But give glad news, give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. Those who say, when they are afflicted with a calamity, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. They are the ones who on whom will descend blessings from Allah. And they are the ones who will receive mercy, and they are the ones who will receive guidance. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's take comfort from these words. Allah promises us His blessings, His mercy, and His guidance if we patiently and joyfully endure all the difficulties that life may throw at us. We should take lessons from the prophets. After all, they are our teachers. They are the greatest teachers of mankind. And if we read the lives of the prophets, we have many, many instructive and inspiring examples. Especially Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And of course, Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both endured hardships, as well as, of course, the other prophets as well. But they endured such hardships that make our own problems look rather trivial and rather small by comparison. Nabi Ibrahim, as you know from his life story, he was thrown into a raging fire after all his efforts to try to convince his people and even his father. He couldn't convince his own father not to worship idols. He was thrown into a raging fire. But he made a powerful prayer, and Allah ordered the fire to be cool. He emerged from that fire without even a hair being singed. And the raging fire was like a cool garden for him. Allah can do anything. Allah writes the formula. He writes the spreadsheet for the whole universe. He can change the formula at any time. He can make fire be cool. He can split the moon. He can do anything that He pleases. And the fire was cool. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his followers in Medina. As you know, they had to take refuge. They had to go there as refugees. And they were being attacked by a huge army that was preparing its attack from the other side of the mountain. And the question was asked of Nabi Muhammad, don't you know that there's a huge army waiting to destroy you. And Nabi Muhammad recited the same prayer, and the Sahaba recited the same prayer of Nabi Ibrahim. A very short sentence, a very powerful and magical prayer, and I hope we all learn this one, inshallah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Please remember those words. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. It means Allah alone is sufficient for us. What an excellent guardian He is. He is the best disposer of affairs. Things may well become more difficult for Muslims in the short term. We may see more harassment, more verbal abuse. And of course, our sisters are the ones who get the brunt of it because they are so conspicuously Muslims. People can't tell looking at the brothers here whether we're Muslim or not so easily. So we may get a lot more verbal abuse, and we may even get violent attacks in some cases. We should take sensible precautions, of course, and we should report any incidents to the university and to the police. And incidentally, we met some police officers recently at the open day, and they offered to come and give a little talk here one day after Jummah, or maybe just a 5 minutes before we start our Jummah khutbah, because they are quite willing to take on any complaints. Don't suffer in silence if you get any verbal abuse or any kind of misbehavior from people because of your religion. Do come and report it, and the police will take it up. But our challenge, brothers and sisters, this is what Allah's given us this challenge. Everything is under His control. He has given us this challenge, and we must continue to engage with our neighbors and our fellow students, our colleagues at work, and others in the wider community. We must show them by our own personal living example what a beautiful way of life Islam is. Allah will guide us and protect us. He is our guardian. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. We are the windows through which our neighbors and others can see the real Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khairul mursaleen Muhammadan Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azim. Glory to Allah, praise to Allah, there is no power and no strength except from Allah. Those sisters and brothers who helped us at our recent open day will confirm this. So many people expressed their appreciation. We gave them a rare opportunity to talk, to ask questions about Islam and Muslims. Over tea, coffee, sandwiches and cakes, we were able to dispel many of the myths and fear-mongering that is being spread by some parts of the mass media. Our guests appreciated that. Some even asked us, when are we having our next open day, because they'd like to bring their family and friends along. And one lady actually asked us for 5 copies of the Holy Quran. She wanted to give it to her children, a Catholic Italian lady. Now that may seem just like a very small effort on our side, but you know, it does count. Allah puts barakah into every good action. We should never dismiss or belittle the smallest good deed we can do. It's not always the big, grand gestures that count. It's the small deeds that Allah takes account of. Never fool yourself into thinking that you can't change things. Don't ever adopt a defeatist attitude. To despair and to give up all hope is a grave sin. Life is a challenge, It's a test from Allah, and Allah's help is always near. As we read again in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah inna nasrullahi qareeb. A learned sheikh once told a story of a hummingbird that flew back and forth with a few drops of water in its beak, trying to put out a forest fire. You all know what a hummingbird is. It's a very tiny little creature. You can fit it into, it's smaller than my hand. Trying to put out a forest fire. The elephants, the buffaloes and giraffes and other animals looked on bemused and asked, "How can a mere hummingbird like you hope to put out a forest fire?" The wise little hummingbird replied, "I do what I can. That's all. Allah won't hold me responsible for the results, only for my efforts." Now you know, my dear sisters and brothers, in the face of all the world's problems out there, we may feel that the little that we do, we're behaving like little hummingbirds with carrying a few drops of water to put out all those big forest fires. Our efforts may seem so small and so insignificant. But you know, Allah puts barakah into everything that you do. If you do it with the right niyyah, with the right intention, He puts barakah into that. Don't you worry about the results. You concern yourself with the efforts. Our tiny efforts can grow just as little drops of water make a stream, a river, a flood, an ocean. Little tiny snowflakes that you can hardly feel on your hand can become an avalanche, like an irresistible force of nature that sweeps everything in its path. Now, while we're talking of birds and elephants, do we not remember that in the Holy Quran there is a story about birds and elephants? Surah Al-Fil tells us about the year when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. You all remember that story, I'm sure. Wasn't that the year of the elephant? And why was it named the year of the elephant? Didn't a flock of birds destroy an army of elephants on its way to trample the Kaaba in Makkah? Weren't those elephants bemused to see little birds flying high above them, dropping little pellets of baked clay? Didn't they first wonder at the futility of such a sight? But you know, Allah empowered those birds' efforts. Allah magnified the ferocity of their attack and gave them victory against overwhelming odds. And if you read the history of Islam, you'll know that Muslims quite often had to engage in defensive battles, defensive jihad, where they were outnumbered 3-1, 10-1, 20-1, and they defeated the enemies. So Allah puts barakah in our efforts, not just in military jihad, but even in this is also a jihad, to speak to our neighbors, to dispel their fears and anxieties. That's also a form of jihad. And Allah puts barakah into those efforts. Allah will hold each and every one of us to account for what we could do within our capacity. So don't belittle even the smallest good deeds that you can do to relieve suffering, to remove prejudice, and to become a living example of Allah's beautiful religion. My respected brothers and sisters, don't let Brexit or the possibility of a President Donald Trump depress you or cause you any sleepless nights. You and I must carry on worshipping Allah and serving His creation wherever our help is needed. We must take care of these efforts sincerely, seeking only Allah's good pleasure. He will take care of the results. We put in the efforts, Allah will take care of the results. Results are not our responsibility. We are going through a period of fitna, a period of sorting out good from bad. When all this turmoil subsides, there will be a great future for Islam, inshallah. Remember what our beloved Prophet Muhammad declared. When he returned after years of exile in Medina, and he entered Makkah unopposed with an army of 10,000 soldiers. Not a drop of blood was spilt. And he went up to the Kaaba with his stick, and he toppled each one of the idols. And you know what he said when he was toppling the idols? وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّا بَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. Truth has come and falsehood has perished. Because falsehood is always bound to perish. And you and I know we are following the truth here. That Quran is the truth. It will survive. It is Allah's book. He has guaranteed it. We are going to have a little bit of difficulty along the way. But that is his gift. That is our chance to prove our iman and our taqwa. So don't give up hope. Don't be depressed. Put a smile on your face. You know, things may be tough out there, but Allah is testing us. And it's a time for us to show our iman and our taqwa. I have to watch the time. Who knows, perhaps one day, inshallah, those who hate us, those who seek to harm us, they or their children may be actually standing side by side with us here one day, facing the Qibla and bowing down with us in sujood, seeking forgiveness from Allah. And you know, this has already happened. Some of you might know that ex-members of the Ku Klux Klan, you know, this white racist organization in the USA, ex-members of the Ku Klux Klan have taken Shahada and they are practicing Muslims today in America. One of the leaders of the Dutch far-right party, who was campaigning to get rid of Islam from Europe and so forth, he has taken Shahada. He has gone on Hajj. He was on Hajj last year or a year before. And he's asked Allah's forgiveness. So, you know, Allah is muqallibul qulub. Allah is the turner of hearts. We know the story of great people like Amr ibn al-As and Khalid bin Walid. They were all enemies of Islam. They fought the Muslims at Badr. But they also became great leaders of Islam. So never give up hope. And never hate the person that hates you. Because that person could become your brother one day. Allah is muqallibul qulub. And remember this beautiful dua Nabi Muhammad taught us. Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of hearts, please turn my heart towards your religion, towards your way of life, your beautiful religion. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, I pray that in these testing times, Allah will help us to complete our Islam, strengthen our iman, and illuminate our ihsan. Say ameen. And finally, I'd like to remind you that the four of us who deliver the khutbah here on a regular basis are all volunteers. We are not professional scholars of Islam. We are doing this as a service to the community to make this Jummah possible. There are not enough real scholars, believe me, there are not enough real scholars to go around to lead every Jummah prayer. And it's the duty of those who can deliver a khutbah to do so if no qualified scholar is available. And I'm sure that amongst you here, there may be someone who has the experience of leading the prayers and delivering the khutbah. If you can help us from time to time, please come forward and make yourself available. Allah will reward you for it. Delivering a khutbah, I must remind you, brothers and sisters, is nothing to do with showing off how clever you are or trying to impress people. It's about sharing your knowledge of Islam and helping to inform and inspire others. We must all try to energize our community. And if you can deliver such a khutbah, or if you know someone who can, please come forward and let us know. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Surely Allah commands justice, good deeds and generosity to others and to relatives. And He forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. And He instructs you so that you may be reminded. And remember me, I will remember you. Be grateful to me and do not reject faith. And without doubt, remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life. And Allah knows the deeds that you do. Ameen. Aqeem as-salat.